We are the Guptas. That sentence has become synonymous with state capture in South Africa. We speak to Glenys Breytenbach, the Democratic Alliance's Shadow Minister of Justice. Hi, Glenys.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thanks. I see the National Prosecuting Authority has called in the help of President Cyril Ramaphosa to try and fast-track the extradition from the United Arab Emirates of the Guptas. Okay. Yeah. What's your take on that?
Well, the National Prosecuting Authority of South Africa, you and I and President Ramaphosa and the rest of South Africa have no idea where the Guptas are. We don't know where they are. So I don't see the point in continuing to harangue the United Arab Emirates about whether they are going to extradite them or not if we don't know where they are. That's not how extraditions work. How extraditions work is you have to know where they are. And then you apply for extradition there, where they are. And that's what they did. And it was a failure. They were not extradited. And they weren't even told that they weren't going to be extradited. They just, months went by until we learned from, again, Soul Society that the Guptas have been seen running around Dubai. Now we know that the extradition failed. And nobody told us. The NPO say they weren't told. The minister's office says he wasn't told. I find that really hard to believe, but if they say so, one must believe it. But they don't know where they are. And the minister also doesn't know where they are. And certainly Mr. Ramaphosa doesn't know where they are. So, you know, I don't see the point in this. We need to find out where they are. It's unlikely they're still in the United Arab Emirates.
Yeah, and the minister's visit to UAE also didn't produce...
His constant visits to the UAE to allegedly go and look for the Guptas, yes, have produced nothing.
So, meanwhile, the NPA says it has restrained and preserved, what, 14 billion of state capture assets and has recovered 6 billion. But we're talking trillions here.
Yeah, you know, I see that the National Director in a press conference yesterday says a great source of pride that they managed to recoup 6 billion and freeze 40 billion or however much. I'm very pleased that that function is working, that they have managed to freeze monies that are ill-gotten gains, that they've recouped billions that are ill-gotten gains. But as you say, it's not even a drop in the ocean of the trillions and trillions and trillions of rands that we were robbed of. And that government officials and cabinet members assisted crooks to steal from us. And that money, some of it found its way into their pockets. And a lot more than the 6 billion or the 40 billion that we're talking about. So, yes, is it good news? Yes, of course it's good news. Yes, have they succeeded there? Yes, they have. Wonderful. Very happy that they're doing that. But it's not even close to enough. It's in the bigger scheme of things, it's meaningless.
Now, it also boasts that almost 700 government officials have been convicted of corruption, but these are the sardines, surely not. Where are the big fish?
These are minnows, yes, you're quite right. And they are people that would have been convicted in any event. They're peachy thieves who would have been caught in the general scheme of things. In the general course of the work of the hawks of the commercial branch, prosecuted in the general scheme of things, because that's the job of the National Prosecuting Authority, to prosecute people, and convicted. And yes, everybody acknowledges, myself included, every day that there are thousands of, well, not thousands, there's just over 2,000, I think, prosecutors in the NPA who go to work every day and do their very best. I accept that. And thank God for them. They go every day under constantly worsening conditions and do their very best. And they do. They convict people of housebreaking, robbery, assault, GBH, murder, rape, and corruption. Yes, that's their job. They're the National Prosecuting Authority. But we sit here with a much bigger problem, and we all know it. The elephant in the room is state capture. The elephant in the room is grand corruption on a scale that is breathtaking. And those people have not been held to account, none of them, not even one. And so Of course, they are doing their everyday work. But frankly, that's their job and they're being paid to do it. And am I happy they're doing it? Absolutely. Do I acknowledge the fact that they do it? Without a doubt. They do it every day. And I see daily the steadily worsening conditions under which the police, the prosecution, the judiciary are forced to conduct their business. So that they're getting anything done at all is a miracle. Well done to them. They deserve those successes. But the difficulty is we're not seeing any state capture prosecutions or convictions. And that's what we need to see. We need to see people at the top of the scale who stole at a breathtaking pace, held to account. And that isn't what's happening here.
And at the snail's pace that they are working and with limited resources, what are the realistic prospects of NPA alone getting those big guys into the dock?
In my view, as we currently stand, none. The NPA has a paucity of resources, both human and financial. They have a paucity of experience. This we know. It's as a result of many things, natural attrition. People unfortunately die. People retire. People leave and move on for better salaries elsewhere. Better working conditions are not hard to find. And so people leave. The people who have stayed, thank the good Lord for them. That they're doing their very best, again, under trying circumstances, without a doubt. But there's insufficient experience in the NPA to deal with the deluge of state capture cases that require attention. There are people in the NPA with a lot of experience who are perfectly capable of prosecuting these cases. But there are so few of them that they can't deal with this river of corruption. And for that very reason, the DA has proposed a piece of legislation to introduce an amendment to the Constitution which will allow the setting up of a Chapter 9 institution to deal solely with grand-scale corruption, grand-scale organized crime, to allow the NPA, allow them the freedom of movement to make space for them to deal with these matters that they are forced to deal with on a daily basis, because that's their job, and take away this terrible pressure and burden from them of trying to also deal with state capture, with grand corruption, with the huge scale organized crime, while still being expected to do all this other work. It's simply too much.
Progress has been made with the establishment of the Anti-Corruption Commission that can work alongside the NPA and get the super looters into the dock.
Well, it was gazetted last week. The proposed legislation was gazetted last week, so it's out for public comment. It will be introduced within the first 100 days of the establishment of the 7th Parliament. And then, you know, that it will run its course. There's no reason why it should take very long. I can't imagine that anybody won't support it. In a country driven with grand corruption and the most horrible affliction of organized crime that we are, one can scarcely oppose any attempts to improve that condition. So I sincerely hope that it will enjoy support.
Until then, have you sensed any political will from the ruling African National Congress to hold the looters to account?
Yes, they'll tell you that they introduced what's colloquially known as the National Prosecuting Authority Amendment Act, or the Prosecuting Authority Act, the amendment to formalize the establishment of the Investigating Directorate, so to make it a permanent feature within the NPA, as opposed to a proclamation as it was initially. So it's a permanent feature. In my view, and it's an argument that we've had all along and will continue to have, that doesn't answer the problems that we're facing. Because, as we saw with the Scorpions, which was housed inside the NPA as the ID is, that as soon as it became uncomfortable, as soon as they started biting the hand that fed them, they were disbanded with glee and with ease. Because all it requires is a simple majority in Parliament, 50% plus one. If they're serious about corruption, if they honestly want to address corruption, if they honestly want to make inroads into state capture, holding those people to account, and putting an end to grand-scale corruption and organized crime, then we need a body that can bite and has security of tenure, that has true independence, that is not dependent on political whimsicalness for its existence. If you have a Chapter 9 institution which requires a two-thirds majority in Parliament, no political party is ever going to smell that again in this country. So it will have security of tenure, it will take serious political will to disband it. I don't think it can happen. It will give the kind of independence, the kind of security of tenure that will attract the very best, because they know that they'll be able to do their jobs, do it with dignity, with honor, but also with independence, that they can go after whomsoever and have no fear that their work will be undone by a bunch of politicians who don't like being held accountable.
If everything goes according to plan, Glynis, how soon could the Anti-Corruption Commission be established?
Well, it will depend. Of course, it's not an overnight thing. It's a big endeavor. It needs to the legislation needs to work its way through Parliament. That takes time. A constitutional amendment is no laughing matter. That needs to be dealt with and then agreed to in Parliament. Then the commission has to be set up. First, the structure has to be sorted out. We have a very good idea of how we'd like it to look. And we have a very good idea of how we would staff it, but it needs to be populated. You need to have people of sufficient ability and experience to do the investigative work, to do the prosecutorial work, to do the forensic analysis work. So, of course, you need to negotiate a budget from Treasury. But as I say, it will be introduced within the first 100 days, and we'll push it as hard as we can.
Thank you. That was Glynis Breytenbach of the Democratic Alliance speaking to BizNews about the elusive Guptas and giving us an update on the establishment of an anti-corruption commission to go after super looters. Thank you, Glynis. I'm Christine.
Just.